Former New Yorker Topher Delaney designs gardens as sanctuaries. The San Francisco Bay Area artist, best known for her so-called healing gardens at hospitals, has created both public and private spaces of solace and remembrance. As New Yorkers come to terms with the September 11th terrorist attacks, Delaney spoke with NPR's Ketzel Levine about her own broad vision of the role gardens can play.
The air vibrates around Topher Delaney. She doesn't merely walk, she springs with her mid-calf leggings, cropped red hair, and animated impish style. In a profession, landscape design, known for its artistes and prima donnas, Delaney is a field unto herself, an artist with a powerful sense of community, for whom gardening is an act of great consequence.
Gardens are totally about faith. When you go to a nursery and you buy a little Japanese maple that's in a 4-inch pot, and you're telling me about how much shade this tree is going to give you, and the leaves will be so pretty, and I'm looking at the thing, it's 3 inches tall, and I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, these people have faith in the future.
Delaney's own faith is in community, in the possibilities of connection. Though stunned by sadness during her recent trip to New York, she was heartened at seeing makeshift gardens outside New York's fire stations. She described them as healing gardens, not like the ones she created for Beth Israel Hospital in New York or for Children's Hospital in San Diego, but still sacred respites with sunflowers emerging from orange traffic cones and silver-foiled pots of plants.
To me, they are sanctuaries. They're garden sanctuaries that have been created symbolically and spontaneously. And I say spontaneously because they weren't there before September 11th. No one put a flower in front of any fire station. These are gardens that have developed in response to tremendous loss. And the community is, in some sense, I think, saying, we will not die. We will go on. And we're with you.
Topher Delaney didn't realize it at the time, but what drew her to the fire stations was her own recent loss.
My father disappeared last December 16th. And
what happened to your father?
He had dementia and he wandered into a stream. And I never saw him again. His body was found, but I never saw him again. So I had never made peace with that. And it was when I went to the fire station, it struck me immediately that this was about disappearance and about not having life disappear.
One of the most difficult truths to accept about the events of September 11th is that so many thousands of people have vanished. This brutal fact must inform the conversation about whether to rebuild on what is now sacred ground. Topher Delaney is against rebuilding. She thinks it's tantamount to forgetting. A garden, however, has a life of its own.
You know, there are wonderful places of worship you can go to that are extraordinary places. In some sense, they're static. We bring to them the continuum of our beliefs. But gardens go beyond us. They are beyond our dreams. I mean, imagine you were to leave this land and plant 6,000 trees there. That's how many to date have disappeared or, you know, have perished. Well, that's quite a statement, isn't it? You know, and suppose there were 6,000 different trees and different species and different genuses, and you went into this forest and that was the memory you had of these people. And each one bore a name, you know, just as you would in an arboretum. And you would have, like, this person was this person and that person was that person and this person was that person. And that person would go on living. And that person would keep growing. And you could see how the tree was doing and tie a little ribbon on it if you wanted. Just whatever it was that was in your soul. That's a garden to me.
Topher Delaney is returning to the East Coast to photograph other gardens, the sanctuaries now ennobling the firehouses of New York. For NPR News, I'm Ketzel Levine.
There are photographs of Topher Delaney and her work on the website, npr.org.